Hello and welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where we are encouraging the everyday mom to pursue her dreams and discover her own greatness. Hey, cool mamas, this is Sheila and you are listening to episode 4 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Welcome back. How are you guys? You know, it's actually July already. The year is almost over. I cannot believe it. I mean, it just seems like 2019 just started. And here we are halfway through the year and 2020 will be here before we know it. Well, with that said, I need all the perfectionists to please stand up. Raise your hand. Let us know you're here. Don't be shy, girl, because I'm standing right next to you, admitting that I am an extreme perfectionist. I'm the one who will beat herself up with negative self-talk just because I wasn't able to get everything done based on my unrealistic timeline, the one that will allow valuable time to pass me by due to my need to get things just right, which only makes me extremely frustrated and even more critical of myself than I already was in the first place. But here's the thing. Perfection is the most unrealistic goal you could ever strive for. Simply put, perfection is just an illusion. And to be honest, if we want to end this year on a strong note, completing the tasks that we desire to complete, being the woman that we desire to be going forward, we can't focus on perfection. It's July already, which means that December will be here before we know it, which means that we have to stop letting perfection be the focus and let progress help move us forward. Now, when we aren't aware of the fact that perfection is unrealistic, we overwork our minds and our bodies, which in return can negatively affect our overall well-being. How many of you can relate to that? Now, we can miss out on what God has for our lives when we focus on perfection and doing things perfectly. Now in Proverbs 19:21, it says, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail." Now this scripture reminds me that God's purpose is the true definition of perfection. God is the true definition of perfection. Not me. Not those unrealistic to-dos that I write down and hope to get done in an unrealistic time. Not those things. Not me and my human nature, but God is perfect and his purpose is perfect. And just like Psalms chapter 18, verse 30 says, "God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection." Now, with that being said, I'm learning to ask God for guidance. And as I move according to his plan, I will not focus on perfecting my journey. I will focus on my progress along whatever journey I'm on. If we desire to discover our own greatness outside of motherhood, we must learn to celebrate our progress. I don't know about you, but that's pretty hard for me to accomplish sometimes. Now, let's discuss how we can invite the beauty of progress in and let the need for perfection out of our lives. Now, the first thing that we want to do is focus on our own progress. And I think you guys know where I'm going with this, but let's talk about it. Now, sometimes we allow the success of someone else's family life, their work life, or personal life become the official measure of how good or bad we are doing in our own lives. It's a distraction. That's simply put, that is just a distraction. Our path is our own path, which means that how your friend got to her path will look totally different from how you get to yours. We get so focused on what everyone else is doing that we start to want what they have, when what they have may not even be good for you. So follow your God-given path and allow God to lead you to what's perfect for you, not what's perfect for someone else. Now, sometimes that need for perfection can stem from you taking your eyes off of your own journey and placing your attention where it doesn't belong. When we give God our undivided attention, He will make it so that you aren't even tempted to compare your life to someone else's. He'll keep your attention by giving you the tasks that you're supposed to be doing, giving you the encouragement that you need, making you, keeping you in contact with those people that He needs you to be in contact with so that you can fulfill the purpose that He has placed you on this earth to do. And when we focus on what God is doing in our lives and we give Him our undivided attention, we won't even care what someone else has going on. We can root for people without being jealous. And just know that our path is our path. And not to let that need for perfection take our eyes off of that path. So don't look at what someone else is doing that needs to get it right. Because sometimes we do pay attention to what other people are doing to see if there is something different that we could do. And then along the way, we find ourselves comparing ourselves to other people. When we initially started looking at other people, what other people were doing, just to get a little motivation, which is good to do. But what I don't want us to do is find ourselves comparing ourselves to other people. What they're doing has nothing to do with what you're doing. Never forget why you're doing what you're doing. Now, another way that we can focus on the progress and not the perfection is celebrating every win that we have, big and small. Now, the need for perfection takes away the joy of achievement. Have you ever made a to-do list? Now, I know you guys can feel me on this because this is something that I do or that I have done that I'm trying to get better at. But have you made a to-do list and only finished a portion of it? But instead of being proud of getting something done, you were disappointed that you didn't even finish every single thing on that to-do list. I often have to remind myself that I am only one person. I can't do everything. And I mean, I obviously know that I'm one person, but I set these impossible, unrealistic expectations that one person would never be able to accomplish in a short period of time. I'm now in agreement with myself to be proud of all of my accomplishments. When I do this, I am allowing myself to progress at a steady pace. Because when we focus on perfection, we're going at an unrealistic pace to the point where we're not even really paying attention to what we're doing. Now, progressing at a steady pace allots time to notice your own growth. Because if you're going steady enough, and steady not meaning like super slow to where you're not getting anything done, but steady in the sense of you can see what's happening. You can feel what's going on. And it also allows time to determine if I'm setting unrealistic expectations for myself, and if so, what changes are needed. Sometimes a win doesn't show up as, oh my God, I got this right, and I finally achieved this goal. A win could definitely show up as a loss, but can actually be seen as an opportunity to change or alter how something is being done. So that leads us into number three, which is embracing your mistakes as an opportunity to learn. There's a quote by Mason Cooley that speaks to how opportunities don't always show up the way we expect them to show up. And the quote goes like this: opportunity knocks, but doesn't always answer to its name. Now, those of us that strive for perfect results often miss the lesson in our mistakes. Instead, we spend our time being disappointed and afraid to try again. And I can raise my hand high on that, because there have been times when I've made mistakes, and instead of searching for the message within those mistakes, I just quit. And I determined that I'm not good enough, or this wasn't meant for me, but I'm missing the lesson that God is placing in my face of how you can go about this differently, and where learning from this mistake can take you. Now, learning from your mistakes is what fertilizes new ideas and new perspectives. Embracing your mistakes means you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And oh my God, when I make mistakes, I am extremely uncomfortable. And, you know, no one likes to be wrong. I get that. I know that 100%. However, sometimes being wrong is what'll get you to the next place that God wants you to be. It exposes new things. It exposes new opportunities. It exposes new ways of going about things. It exposes the next direction in which you're supposed to go on your path. But when we ignore those lessons, we can miss that next turn that we're supposed to make, because we assume that everything is supposed to be all golden, bright, and sunshiny along our own personal paths to purpose. But that's not true. We have to embrace all of the good, the bad, and the ugly, and find the purpose within all of that. We have to stop trying to avoid mistakes more than we are trying to learn from our experiences. Because when we do that, we miss out. We miss out on a lot. So let's start focusing on learning from mistakes, not cringing to even get to the mistake, which leads to my fourth point of stop procrastinating and start moving. Now, I think I speak for all procrastinators when I say the struggle is oh so real. Oh my God. Listen, procrastination is one of those things that has held me back for so long. And I'm so grateful that I'm finally to the place where I see that there is no place for it in my life. I've gotten to a place in my life where I have started asking myself pivotal questions to get down to the real reason as to why I am procrastinating. I found that a lot of my procrastination stems from the need to be perfect. I won't get moving because my fear of failing is so strong and prevents me from moving forward. My go-to motivation is Nike's slogan, just do it. I mean, with action comes progress, and with progress comes results, right? So procrastination only leads to, well, it doesn't lead to anything good, at least. It doesn't lead to anything good. So what we also need to do to focus on progress and not perfection is stop focusing on what others think about you. Now, the need for validation is definitely a reason why we seek perfection. I found that personally. I know that for sure. We want our loved ones and even people we don't even know to approve of who we are and what we're doing in life. But that's the wrong focus to have because it's impossible to please everyone. Completely impossible. You're just not going to do it. So why try? When we focus on what God thinks, we can start to appreciate our growth and look forward to where we are headed without feeling the need to be perfect. Search for validation from the one who created you. Search for that validation from the one who has already written your story. The one who knows you better than you know yourself. The one who possesses all the wisdom you need. The one who loves you unconditionally and does not require you to be perfect in order to succeed. God's only requirement is for you to rely on his knowledge and his love. Because a lot of the times we rely on our own knowledge to move forward. But we don't know it all. And we tend to, try and see what other people think to validate, you know, if what we think is right. But the reality is, it's not helpful. It won't get you anywhere. It'll only move you further away from what God wants for you. Sorry. And when we take the pressure off of ourselves to be perfect, we will then be able to tap into the greatness that God placed inside of all of us. We have to celebrate our progress more so that we can learn more about what makes us unique. Because through progress comes provision. There is no provision in perfection because perfection is just not realistic. So I want you guys to start focusing more on what you did right. And if you're going to focus on what you did wrong, what can you learn from it? We're not going to use our mistakes to beat ourselves up and to make it seem as though, well, I missed the mark, so I guess that's it. There's more to this journey than that. Focus on the progress. Focus on how far you have come. And I think a lot of the times when we focus on that perfection, we miss out on seeing exactly how far we have actually come from when we started. Think about it. Just actually sit and think about how when you first became a mom and you were completely clueless, like you may have taken care of kids here and there. You might have held a baby, changed somebody's diaper, another baby's diaper. Babysat for a relative or whatever the case may be. But you had never taken care of a child that you are solely and completely responsible for. But look at you now. You're helping to develop a human into the person that God created them to be. Look at your progress. That's the type of thing that I'm talking about, because when it comes to even motherhood, we make mistakes, but there's so much good within that we have accomplished, and we have to pay attention to that. And we need to do that within our own personal lives. It's not always about what we did right. It's not always about what we did wrong. It's about all of it. It's all part of the process. And we have to remember that the progress and how far we have come is just as important as achieving the goal, whatever that goal may be for you. So that's what I want you guys to start focusing on. What did I do right? How can I do better? And wow, look at how far I've come. Well, mamas, that concludes episode 4 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. I hope you learned something new, or you have a fresh perspective on something you have been pondering on when it comes to perfection. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye. Before I let you go, seriously, before I let you go, please subscribe and leave a review with 5 stars if this podcast is inspiring you and helping you to grow. Let's spread the positivity so that we are visible to other mamas out there trying to find her own greatness. And if you need some advice or guidance regarding your own personal growth while tackling motherhood, please email me at keepyourcoolmama@gmail.com. Love you guys.